Emily Horner wears a picture of her brother on her shirt near her heart.
I lost my brother Jed to suicide in 2009.
Her grief and shock eventually turned to a new role with the Utah chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Suicide. We have to say it. We have to talk about it because education is what's going to make the difference.
We need to do all those things at once.
Child and adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Doug Gray sees huge gaps in Utah.
Certainly we have a shortage of psychiatrists.
And a shortage of beds for someone in crisis and problems with insurance coverage and figuring out which resource to use.
Mental health resources are obviously hard. Insurance is hard.
Ann Hutton has a family practice of psychotherapy. She says mental health should not be separated from physical health.
Mental health gets the short shrift. We get regulated in how many times we can see people. We get regulated in who can go and be admitted to the hospital. It's scarcity of resources, and it's a system-wide issue.
But that does not mean you cannot get help or shouldn't try to get help when you need it. They suggest start with the new Safe UT app. You can text or call and reach a counselor at any time. Same with the Lifeline, 1-800-273-TALK.
You need to definitely give the Lifeline at every opportunity.
Experts say if someone is at risk, lock up or get rid of pills, lock up or remove firearms. Dr. Gray says he has worked with teens who were suicidal for 15 minutes only.
Break up with a girlfriend and went looking for their dad's gun, but I asked the dad to lock up the gun, store it, which he had done. He couldn't find it. I remember asking this teenager, so you really wouldn't have used a gun? He said, Dr. Gray, I would have. Thank God I didn't find my dad's guns.
Horner says we need to know what is happening around us.
In one of our trainings, we talk about being helpfully nosy. Put down your cell phone. Pay attention to the people on the street.
There are different kinds of therapy and different ways to help people before they get to a crisis point.
Mental illness is treatable. You can have really good outcomes. The majority of patients who come to see a mental health provider are going to get better, and most of them are going to get well and do well.
There is help and there is hope. It can be fought. We have multiple people who are attempt survivors who will come back and tell you that they're so glad that they did not complete their suicide.
Attempt survivor Jade Danzy is glad she got help. She stayed in a treatment center that gave her coping mechanisms.
The number one thing that I felt was alone. And so I knew that if I could share how I was feeling with anyone out there who felt alone, then it'll be all worth it.
Hope is absolutely the key, always. Hope saves lives.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.